celebrating summer on 702.
16 minutes to 8 o'clock. Good to be in your company this morning on this day of goodwill, stroke Boxing Day. Good to be with you on 702. One of the great things I like about this radio station and working for it is that we concentrate on small business. And it's so very important because if you stimulate your small business, well, they become big business. They become job creators and they do so much for the community. And also we're proudly South African as well. So we are selling the South African products. Sometimes people have got a dream, and that dream starts out by just speaking to a family member to say, hey, what about this? Shall we try this? But all of a sudden, that dream just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Konza's Biscuits in Soweto was established in 2004 by Mom, and then Mom went on to daughters, handed it over. In fact, I'm not going to steal your thunder at all. Joining us is Konza's Biscuit Managing Director, Rulani Chauke, and Konza's Biscuit Managing Director as well. So co-managing directors, Ransu Chauke. Rulani and Ransu, welcome to 702. Great to have both of you with us.
Good morning, Ray. Thank you so much for having us on your radio. We appreciate this opportunity, really.
Good to have you on. All right, Rulani, I'm going to start with you. Tell us about Mom, how she started things, and what happened next.
Hi, Ray. Thank you. So Mom just started baking because she wanted to support her daughters, take them to school. And she got the recipe from grandma, actually. So she started baking, selling door-to-door, word of mouth. People started getting excited about the product. And literally, she was baking almost day and night and selling. So we used to see her every morning when we'd go to school, get irritated because sometimes the house is so messy. And we're like, oh, my goodness. Until today, now we got inspired as well to just propel the business forward and formalize it. And that's why we're here today.
I think it's great. I think it really is. Yeah. All right, Ransu, so tell us about the biscuits. Where did Mom get them right? It must be a secret formula.
Yeah. you know what's funny about that is that my mom was never kitchen bound. She hated the stove. So my grad would always be baking for us. We'd look forward to biscuits all the time on Christmas. But then, you know, with surviving, having two daughters, being a single parent, she was like, you know what? I saw my mom doing this every day. Let me take this to another level. So she had always had the skill, just didn't want to use it until she was forced to go down and be like, you know what? Let me try this. Give it to the people and see how the reception is. So it's safe to say she got it right from the onset because the very first time when she started baking, she started with a little tub of 1 kg and she was like, let me give it to the neighbors, let them taste and see how it goes. And people just came in numbers. I'm like, no, we tasted a biscuit. We want more, please. That's how it started. That's as simple as that.
Sure. Then just explain. I mean, it must have got out of control because eventually, you know, you've only got one mom. I suppose she called you guys in, but how do you cope?
So with us, right, we saw how much mom was working hard and how much support she had. So with her, she started the business, started baking, and then with seeing how people loved her biscuits, word of mouth got out there. We eventually got noticed by the Daily Sun back then. And then she got exposure there. And then that's how the business started. But mom being mom and not having formal training on anything, she didn't register the company then. So, but we decided to register it in 2017 to formalize it so that we can also grow it to bigger spectrum. So that's how it all started.
Sure. That's quite something. Yes. Just Rulani on that. I mean, just thinking about it, did you guys ever think it would be so big?
Honestly, not really. Not really. We literally navigated uncharted territories because in the beginning, we were just selling to our loyal customers till today, like your neighbors in the community. But as soon as we started getting calls from KZN, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, we were like, oh my goodness, this thing is huge. How do we get this to the wider public? That's when we started talking to business owners and saying, let's just do this on consignment and see how it goes. And today, I mean, it's just sometimes it's a struggle because over the festive season, that's when we're the busiest, and over the Easter period for obvious reasons. So we really did not think it was going to be this big, but every day we get more and more inspired to push forward. We're seeing the business going even international at some point because that's how great the product is.
Yeah. Okay, right. So I'm sure Mom started this in her kitchen, but it's gone beyond her kitchen, I would think. Describe your operation then. All right.
Okay, you can go.
Ranzu's going to do this one. Ranzu, it's all yours.
So, yeah, as you know, well, maybe you don't know, but we now supply a few retail stores. So in order for us to get there, we needed to get certification right. So environmental health wouldn't give us the food certificate baking from home. Oh. So we got introduced to Wakanda Food Entrepreneurial Incubation. They supply us with the kitchen that is fully qualified in terms of certification. So that's what we bake from. So operations, I run the operations. I make sure the product comes out right. I make sure orders come in and we take out the right product for our customers. So that's basically it. We are so lucky enough and fortunate enough that we met up with Miles in one of our Black Umbrellas incubation processes. And then that's how he got to give us a chance to use one of their kitchens so that we also get to be certified in terms of supplying the retail stores and just giving out quality product.
All right. So that's certification. Rulani, now I'm talking about finance. Did you have a situation where you needed finance? You went to the banks and they said, well, you know, you're just a small business. What sort of guarantees do we have?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think for many, many small businesses, that's unfortunately one of the biggest stumbling blocks, you know. I'll be honest with you, Ray. We've just been fortunate enough to have a great tribe and a great network around us. Yes, we've gone to the banks. At some point, I was formerly comfortable COVID job, so I had to stop there, and I mean, I had to use my savings. My sister as well, Ranzi, had to do that. So we borrow. We borrow from people, we show them the numbers. The banks have helped us here and there, but you can only go so much, you know. And I think that is actually important. It's very important for you to understand that if you invest your own, you'll respect it and you'll respect the business and you'll make sure that you get down to the numbers, which is my responsibility. I don't like numbers at all. I was not the best at school with numbers, but this business has forced me to make sure that I understand the numbers and I'm passionate about the numbers because it's a numbers game. If you miss a beat, it's a bit of a problem. So yes, we've had a great tribe, great networking. The banks have helped us. Our friends and family have helped us, and we're really grateful that they still believe in the business till today.
That's interesting. I mean, 2004, Konza's Biscuits in Soweto, established by your mom, Constance Chauke, been running the business from a young age. The company was formally registered in 2017. Ranzu, what have you learnt? What's the one big lesson you've learnt by being your own boss and having your own business, a family business?
One of the lessons I've learned is that if you don't have passion and love for what you do, you are destined for failure. And in that saying, failure is part of growing. Never be afraid of failing. Entrepreneurship is not easy. It's hard. But with the passion and the love that you have for what you do, that keeps you focused and keeps you going. I've learned that I'm not going to have time to myself.
No.
December, I wake up and go to bake. People want biscuits on Christmas Day in the morning. Hello, don't you have a little bit left? So I've learned that I will never have my own time back, you know. But it keeps me going. It's what I do. I love it because I don't see myself doing anything else in terms of working for someone, so I compromise my time as well, you know. Being comfortable in something also is dangerous, you know. So when you know that uncomfortability keeps you going because it makes you want to grow even more. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does.
Those are some of the lessons that I've learned over the years. So, yeah.
Sure, that's interesting. And Rulani, I mean, if you think about it, do you need to go to a business school? Do you need to go and do a business degree or diploma? Or is it just self-taught by trial and error?
I kind of knew you were going to ask me that. Rachel, just be honest, right? Yes, formal education here and there, it's great, it's good. But in my view, all my degrees, my formal training, my corporate experience really, I think, contributed about 30% to what we do. You have to go through it. You have to get your hands dirty. You sometimes there's a level of arrogance sometimes when you have those accolades or those certifications because you believe that you don't actually have to do much. But
yeah.
I would say you really have to do it and you have to respect the product. When you think about a biscuit, you'll be like, okay, biscuit. But a biscuit, it can grow, can be a big thing if you literally get down to your knees and understand the science behind it, understand right to the last biscuit how much that thing costs you. But there's no textbook in the world that can teach you that. Even our mom could not really granularly explain it to us. We had to fail. We had to fall. We had to be humble. We had to literally have scars to understand it. So hence, I will echo what Ranzi says. If you don't have passion and love for it, you will give up very easily. And if you're interested in making money, unfortunately, you will also fail. It's very important to make sure that you are passionate, you get the product right, you get your distribution right, you learn the basics as you are going, as you are failing. And at the end, you will end up appreciating what you do and you will understand what you do as well. So I would say, about 50%, but really you have to get down to it. Yeah.
Ranzu, is mom still with you guys?
Yes, she is.
Now, does she walk in sometimes and go, guys, what are you doing? Do it this way. Does she kind of come in like the corporal that says, what are you guys doing, daughters?
All the time. Mom just, when something is your product, like you know it, and then you get there, I've sucked this from her, I know it. But like when she gets, you're missing this part. This is wrong. So she's there saying, but I appreciate the fact that mom is there to see her business go to greater heights. I'm glad that she's there to see the product go through, to see the growth, like it's in her eyes. Like this is the inheritance that she has left. She's leaving for her kids, even when she's not there anymore, she's like, at least I left something for my children and my great children, so I appreciate the fact that she's still around. She's still there, and she, even though mom still wants to come into the kitchen and bake herself, I stop her, mama,
no,
it's my time now. She doesn't want to let go.
Oh, wow. I love that. I love this. Rulani, where can people get your biscuits? Because you're on 702 and even the president listens to 702. So where can the president get your biscuits then?
Okay, so definitely online we are present, on social media we are present, and we do distribute to a number of retail stores, a couple of spas. We have mentioned them on our social media pages, including a couple of pick and pay stores as well, and other independent bakeries. So the quickest way definitely will be our social media handles. We have them. It's Conscious Biscuits _ in Soweto. That's where people can find us. If they are very interested in ordering our biscuits.
Yeah. Oh, sounds good. Yeah. Okay. Ranzu, I know that you guys do a decadent and delicious vanilla biscuit. Just tell us more about this. Which is your favorite?
My favorite is the coconut biscuit, the vanilla coconut biscuit. Everyone who buys our biscuits should definitely go for that. It's my favorite. It's easy and quick to make other than the other ones. So that's why I love it, because I know when I bake it, I can bake it in an instant. In 5 minutes, you get your biscuits. Mm. But overall, our biscuits are delicious. It's been proven from our loyal customers from back in the days when we were still selling in the streets. They still come back to today, So I don't know what we're doing right, but give it a try and you'll never go back, because everyone who comes and starts buying our business, they keep coming back and they refer more people to come back to us, So, and we appreciate it so much, and I'd like to thank our customers for that.
Sounds lovely. I'm going to go and find some of your biscuits after the show because they just really sound
I'll bring them, Ray. I'll bring them tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you. And then we'll eat them on air and go, the coconut ones are lovely. Oh, can't wait. Rulani and Ranzu Chauke, both co-managing directors of Konza's Biscuits. Thank you so much for coming on to 702. I appreciate you both. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ray. Have a good day. Thank you for this opportunity. We appreciate it so much.
You're most welcome, both of you. Thank you so much. So, sure, there we go. Get yourself a biscuit, a cup of coffee, and enjoy your Boxing Day.